Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Holding on to the past, I say you got to throw it out. We've had one lady call up this morning and say, yes, I'm right. It needs to be thrown out. Another lady was like, oh, it's okay. But we haven't heard from any guy this morning. Dude, you've been waiting. What do you think?
Man, throw that out.
Why?
I mean, if it was that special, that important, then he would still be around, or that person would still be around,
right.
But it's not. So get rid of it. All you did was create a fire hazard under your bed.
You know, and she's still holding on. She's holding
on. I agree.
I'm not holding on.
Okay,
that's
well,
not the right phrase.
How often do you go through and reminisce in this particular box?
Please.
Maybe once a year.
Once a year. What's
the purpose? What's the point?
Yeah.
Do you reminisce when you're in a bad mood?
I feel like I'm under interrogation right now.
Well, we're just trying to understand, Carla.
I don't know.
You have these love letters? They're all sprayed with his cologne and stuff?
See, he's lying. He's blowing this. Nothing sprayed.
Well, actually, back in the day when I was writing love letters, I used to spray it with cologne.
Mm-hmm.
That way you knew it was mine.
See? Thank you, dude. I know how these happens. When guys write love letters, they do stuff like that.
Okay,
so you can smell them. You can have their fragrance with you forever, even if it is in a box once a year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome, guys. Thank you.
No, there's... Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Carla...
Somebody has to agree with me.
You're hard-pressed to find anybody to agree with you. You need to get rid of that stuff. Do you want me to come over to your house? You show me where the stuff is at, and I will help you get rid of it.
No, I want to keep it.
Oh, well,
they're just memories. I'm not holding on to anything. I don't want to...
Well, now.
I don't want to reunite. I just don't want to forget about certain stuff that happened.
Don't ever want to forget him, do you? Lord have mercy.
See?
There hasn't been a lot of calls of people that agree that you should be holding on to these old, steamy love letters that are laced with his cologne. We have another lady on the phone that wants to jump in. You've been very patient. Go ahead, girl.
Carla, what are you thinking?
Wow.
What are you thinking? You're going to ruin what you got now, girl. You don't want to ruin what you have now.
You don't have anything saved from the past. Like, nothing. Like, no.
I'm not going to lie. Me and my husband have an iron that I got from my ex. We call that the good iron.
See?
We think of each other.
See, another lady this morning saying, Carla, what is going on in that little brain of yours? We need some help here. Hello, Power 93.5. What's Carla up to?
My 7-year-old was in the back seat, and he agreed with the guy.
Ah!
He said he needs to throw it all out.
Oh, my God.
And he's 7.
Even a 7-year-old knows that what you're doing is not right.
Yep. Mm. Now, there's an exception to this, I think, if you've had kids with the guy.
Yeah, sure.
I have kept pictures because just for the sake of my kids.
Yeah, I got you. That's your daddy, the no-good dirty dog.
So you think I'm tripping, I should burn it all?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
My 7-year-old is laughing.
Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Hey, you know what? I will bag up and box up all that mess if my man hit it and take it over there, throw it in front of her yard, and let her know this is not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? And let him know, too. You want to go on over there, I'll bag your stuff up, take it over there, too.
Mm.
You're not going to be keeping that stuff around with me. That don't make no sense.
What if I kept it in storage, like at a different location and not?
Can you believe that Carla is suggesting that this stuff is so memorable, so precious, that she's willing to pay storage to keep it? it in storage. Are you kidding me?
So she can hide it. See, that's that denial stuff. She's been just want to hide it, you know? If you really wanted to make a shrine of it, you know, put it out there for real.
Yeah.
Wow, second time we heard that today.
Yeah.
Put it out there for his woman to see, too, you know? So I'm sure by now, he's got a woman.
Yeah, because see, she gets those letters, she gets by herself, she gets a chair, she gets a candle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, get the pictures all out.
Wow.
Probably pissed off at it for something.
And then goes to bed and looks at Tony and goes, I love you.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Are you guys done? I'm getting roasted and toasted today.
Yeah, it's got to go, girl. It's got to go now.
It's got to go.
You just turn my mic off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.